is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The state's on-again, off-again battle over gambling is definitely on again this week, as Attorney General Luther Strange took action to try to stop four casinos in the state. One is a familiar target, Victory Land in Macon County, where the state confiscated gambling machines and cash yesterday, saying that the devices are actually illegal slot machines. But on a new front, Strange filed suit against the Porch Band of Creek Indians to try to shut down that group's three casinos. Take a look at the situation now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. And Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the Creek Indians lawsuit. This seems to be a different tactic the state's used. How different is it?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's so much of a legal move as it is a political move. Because whenever, you know, whenever Victory Land or one of McGregor's casinos have been raided before, sort of the tin drum that they always beat is, you know, there's a double standard here. You know, we are being prosecuted or we're being raided while these Indian casinos are being allowed to continue operating, and Alabama gamblers with Alabama money are going to these casinos, but none of these casinos are paying Alabama taxes. You know, the law says that they are allowed to provide the same type of gaming that is legal elsewhere in the state. And one of the Attorney General's arguments here is that, you know, this is this type, we're putting our foot down and saying this type of gambling is not legal elsewhere in the state, so it's not legal here. He's also using this very peculiar argument saying that it's creating a public nuisance for the adjacent jurisdictions. But he's filed this, it's a civil lawsuit that he's filed. He's filed it in state court. And, you know, there's going to be a very interesting jurisdictional fight here. And, you know, we've talked to some legal scholars who say that it's very likely to get either kicked up to federal court or thrown out altogether. But it probably puts the Attorney General's office on firmer footing so they don't have to answer these charges of the double standard and also questions about Indian casino money that has gone through various channels to the Republican Party.
So that's the Indian side of things. Back to Victory Land. We've seen raids on these electronic bingo machines before. Victory Land was shut down until late last year over some of these issues. Is this raid any different than what we've seen before?
Yeah, it definitely seems like we've been here before. The answer is yes and no. The way it's working, you know, trucks backing up, loading the machines onto the moving trucks, you know, state troopers shutting off access to the place. Yes, we've been through all of this before. The only thing that's really different here is who is executing the raid. The last time we saw this happen, it was Governor Bob Riley's gambling task force. And, you know, that was because you had an attorney general, Troy King, who went into office very gung-ho about cracking down on gambling and suddenly and very conspicuously shifted course. So the governor sort of took things over and delegated that authority to his own his own sort of Elliot Ness. This time it's the attorney general taking things into hand.
So with the attorney general, with Luther Strange taking over, does that, strengthen the case against Milton McGregor and Victory Land, or do they have more to fear than perhaps if it were still being run out of the governor's office?
It makes it look, I think, a little bit less political than it was before. And also this time, you know, the last time this happened, you had the possibility of a Democratic-controlled legislature passing the Sweet Home Alabama bill and, you know, legalizing this type of gambling throughout Alabama. That's not the case anymore. I mean, this is sort of the do or die for these quasi-slot machines in Alabama.
You know, this has been this ongoing story, the gambling task force, the federal corruption trial, Attorney General Luther Strange now picking up the banner. Do you see these issues playing out in some particular way as we look ahead?
Someone needs to say forever and for true whether or not these are slot machines, whether or not this type of gambling is legal in Alabama. You know, there's sort of this loophole there because, you know, you have paper bingo is legal. You had a constitutional amendment that slipped through for Macon County. They have to decide whether or not this type of gambling qualifies under the law.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.